We're up to Lamed, which is on page 70 in our traditional prints. And tonight we're going to learn something very different than anything we ever learned before in the Kuzari, because he says two words, and the Achronim who came after him get into a big argument. I should say Rishonim who come after him get into a big argument about something he says. So in the middle of his defense against the Karaites, we have here a discussion regarding the Sefer Torah. In Chavtes, the Chavr posed a question to the king, Ech tachshov sheniach Moshe Sefer Torah se'el b'nei Yisrael. Says the king, what do you think the Sefer Torah looked like when Moshe Rabbeinu gave it to the Jewish people? Omar Kuzari, and the king responds, Mabli Safik, Shoya Sefer Poshut, Me'ein Nikud V'tamim. That Sefer Torah looked like our Sefer Torah, a book, a scroll, that had no nekudais, and no trop written into it, Kasher Anachnu Rayim, Sefer Torah Hayayim, as we see today, our Sefer Torah. She'i Efshur, She'eskimu Alayim Bahamayim. It can't be that the Sefer Torah was given by Moshe Rabbeinu one way, and the Hamayin, the multitudes of people, agreed to change it at some later time. It can't be. Kamay. She'eshesheskimu ala matzah b'pesach. Like, it's not conceivable that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down and defined matzah, when you read the Chumash, you don't know what matzah is. It says to eat matzah. It's baked. You don't know if it's a piece of poultry or something. Maybe it's a piece of a chicken. So, kamay she'eshesheskimu ala matzah b'pesach v'shar teroysav, she'im zechot yes Mitzrayim. It can't be that later somebody came and reinterpreted what matzah is. The matzah and Yitzias Mitzrayim is something that was, however Moshe Rabbeinu gave it, it remained. It can't be that 100 or 1,000 years after Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave it to so many people, that everyone, there was a collusion, and everyone agreed it means something else. Everyone agreed to change something. It can't be. So the Kuzar says that it must be the Sefer Torah. It was given initially, as we have it today. Now, of course, the Chavr has a plan in this line of reasoning. We're not going to get to the end of his plan, but we're going to get to what he says now. Omar HaChavr. Mebli Safik, Shehaya Shomor B'Levavais, that it was, this means it was memorized. It was memorized. The Sefer Torah was given from generation to generation. It was memorized. It was guarded in the hearts. The patach, the kometz, the patach, the kometz, the shever is a tzeirei. Vahanetia, netia means the other nekudais that turn one way or the other. Vashiva, vahatamim, and all the trop, right? And just like this was written 1,000 years ago, and today we have the same thing. Well, we call it a tzeire, not a shever, but we have the same nekudas. The same thing, it had to be the same one. B'lev ha-kayanim, they tzarchan la-voidos, la-voido, u-lahiris is b'nei Yisrael. From Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah and on, the kayanim had to look up in the Chumash, the dine karbonis, they had to know how to read the words. U-b'lev ha-malachim, nishin stavu voisi, imay b'karba kayyim e-chayav. And the kings in Klal Yisrael had a Sefer Torah they read. U'b'lev ha-shayftim, mimnei tzarcham aleim b'dinim, and those who judged in a din. An ordinary bezin of three had to still open up a Sefer Torah and read it. U'b'lev ha-sanhedrin, the biggest sanhedrin, mimnei tzarcham aleim. B'meshekosav, they need a Sefer Torah, as it says, u'shmartem ha-sisam, yachmaschem v'inaschem. U'b'lev ha-chassidim, u'b'lev ha-kabaschar, the righteous people. U'b'lev ha-anshei ha-chaynef, l'zgadavim. Even those who want to start up with the Jews, they also have to read the Sefer Torah. So till here, everything is peaceful. He's saying that it's just not possible that it got changed along the way, because the Sefer Torah was read by all these people, and therefore it must be that it was given over, the Sefer Torah as we have it, with no nekudis, no seif pasuk, no trop. Now, a storm breaks out. Those of you who have the pirish see that there's a long pirish underneath. Over the next few words, let me read the words and tell you where sort of the storm over the word, the kavan of the Kuzari, is here. V'samu shivas ha-milochim. Okay, the seven kings refers to the seven tenuais, the seven vowels that are called the major vowels. We actually have five major vowels, Tanur Gedayla, but in addition to the five major vowels, there are two additional vowels which are considered the Patach and the Segel, which are Tanur Ketana, and together the seven of them are called the seven Malachim, the seven major vowels, Vatamim and the Trap. Now this sentence is a very fraught with danger type of sentence. The sentence says, "Visamu," and they put, the big fight is who is they? Who's the they? So someone came along and put in the Nekudas, the trop, as a sign to know what it means. You take a Sefer Torah, you can't read the words. No Nekudas, no Seif Pasuk. So inserted into the Sefer Torah are the Nekudas and the trop that allow us to read it. Umatachshev ala shetiknu hamikra b'psukim tchila, v'achakach b'nikud. The way to do it is first you break it into psukim, and then you add nekudas. V'achakach b'tamim, the trop depends to a certain degree on the nekudas. V'achakach b'mesayris al shmiras hamalei v'chaser. Then the Sefer Torah has to, you have to know which words are malei and which are chaser. That means that certain words can be spelled two ways. A word like Shmoina, Teldais, a good word. Teldais could be spelled with two vavs. Tav vav lamed, dal vav saf. Could be spelled with only one of those two vavs or none of them. We find it in the Torah every which way. So somebody had to put in how many things? Seif pasuk, nekudis, trop, then the Mesayris Hashmiras Hamalei V'Achaser, to know what is Hamalei V'Achaser, Ana Shemanu Es Yisrael, and the Chazal counted the letters. Ki Vav Dikichai Chatzi Torah. There are no two versions of the Chumash. The Vav of the word Gachai is Chatzi Torah. Shmiras Kol Nachri. Nachri means every strange word. It doesn't mean a guy. Shmiras Kol every Mila Nachriya Mikomitz Upata Fetzere V'Segel Yoytze Minaha Kasha. And from comparing, that's the way Digdik works. If you don't know how to pronounce them, you compare it to a similar word. You think it was arbitrary or it was planned? That's what he asked the king, and the king goes on.
Who did this? Is he saying that somebody took the regular Sefer Torah and put vowels in it?
Well, he didn't put it in with a pencil. But he gave us the Messiah that we have an Achumashim, the Kudis, etc. The question is, who did it? Who's Samu? Who's the one that placed it in?
It wasn't in a regular Sefer Torah, in the classroom
when they taught her in the Chumash, right? So this debate is a very hot topic, and we live in a generation where people care more about Indian shaitels. You know, they tumble. No one's going to tumble today. You know, who put it in the Kudis? Like, it's not, you know, if someone's kosher or not, it's practical. We're in a very practical generation. But this was a tremendous tumult. There was a person, he's called here in the notes, Rabbi Yo Hamadagdek, Rabbi Yo Bachur was his name, who was a big Baal Dikduk. And he writes, quote, he says, Mi yitain, like halavai, shepirish lonu hachacham, al mishav hakino yishel v'samu. Who is v'samu? Who came along and inserted all of these things? The basic debate is the following. Whether V'samu refers to the Bali Mesaira. The Bali Mesaira goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. We have, in the Nach, in the proper Tanachs, in the column, certain letters that most people don't know, have no clue what it means. They have those Tanachs that are written like a Gemara with the Nach in the middle. So it has a column, you know, it's just little letters there. A lot of Lamids, a few Alephs and Beis, and double letters. That's a Mesaira. I was thinking often to give a shir on the Messiah, but no, who cares, you know? I can do 5 minutes here, but nobody really cares much. What? I never spoke to the Messiah. I did. Maybe for 10 minutes, I don't know. There's a Lamed, very often there's a little Lamed. Lamed is Lesa. This word appears nowhere else in Tanakh. And sometimes it says it appears somewhere else, sometimes there's a hint at where it appears. The Messiah teaches us how the word appears, and the uniqueness of it. So, I guess the traditional way would be to say V'samu, lav tavka, they place. Who's they? I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu gave over a Messiah that's handed generation to generation.
It's like what we say, many things.
Okay, good. Now, there are others. What? No, there's no question. It was the same Sefer Torah we have. There's no Shiloh. It was the same Sefer Torah. We're positive it didn't look like the Sephardic Sefer Torah, right? It looked like the Ashkenazic Torah. The Sephardim feel it looked like the Sephardic Sefer Torah, like the Ashkenazic. What? That there's such a thing as a Messiah. Okay. Yeah, there was Ksav Ivris that switched to Ksav Ashuris, which is a separate discussion. But it's not clear the Sefer Torah went that way. The Ritva says that it was what was used. There are those who say that it was Ezra HaSeifer. Ezra, now when we learned Sefer Ezra, I told everyone, HaSeifer doesn't mean he was a scribe, it means he was a Talmud Chacham. That's the way the Mefarshim on the page, Taich Ezra HaSeifer, Ezra the Talmud Chacham. There is a school of thought that Rabbi Yo Bachor brings down, that Ezra HaSeifer, he did this. He took, and now this is quoted by the Abba Abinels and Hagdamah to Yirmiyah, that's really where I'm familiar with this. The Barbanel is that Dabba Tiyirmiyu brings those who said that, how do you get a Kri Niksiv? Yeah, words Kri Niksiv. So those who say that Ezra HaSeifer, it was after the first Galus. Jews were Eretz Yisrael. They didn't have different versions. It went to Galus. He took together, and when there were two versions, he made one decree and one Niksiv. He wasn't sure which is right. So he preserved both by having a Niksiv and a Kri. Now you understand that the Haredish world is not going to go for this kind of stuff. You know, Ezra, that's what he did. The truth is, even the Barbanel is not completely happy with it. However, he only changes it slightly. Now, the Barbanel, in his Akdamah Tiyirmiyah, says a few outrageous things. If not for the fact that the Barbanel was the great man he is, they would have put him in Cherem, that's for sure. But nobody could start off with the Barbanel. I'd like to read to you, I jotted down here, the language of the Barbanel after he rejects the idea, totally, that Ezra had two versions, and he left one as a Kri and one as a Ksiv. He said, it doesn't make sense. You have to go with one version. You can't write it one way, read it another way. So you're definitely wrong. You can't do that. That means when we're laying, positively wrong. Yes, if Torah is wrong or the reading is wrong. It makes no sense. What? You have to speak louder. I don't hear that. So the traditional way of the way that most understand the Kri Niksiv is for a drasha. It's for a drasha. Yeah, for a reason.
In Rus, in some words, it's not even read.
In Rus and Yirmiyah, there are some words that are totally. Let me read to you from the Barbanel. He says, "Roiv hakrivak siv shu b'sefer Yirmiyah zeh." He starts up with Yirmiyah especially, and I'll tell you why in a minute. Most of them, kishita'ayin b'inyanam, she'mizeh hamin. The most of them are this type. She'kosvan Yirmiyah b'tos. Yirmiyah made a mistake in Digduk. He wrote it wrong. Ishkaga is a mistake. U'boi Ezra u'pirish kishakosav oisem mi'b'chutz. Ezra fixed it by creating a Kri. In other words, Yirmiyah wrote it the way the Ksiv is. But there are some mistakes. For example, Yirmiyah kosav, hine yamim nu'um Hashem. V'ro Ezra she'achosav milas boim. Say hine yamim boim nu'um Hashem. That's the song, right? So Ezra stuck in the words. He didn't change any of the intentions of Yirmiyah. But he fixed it. Now where do you get this from? So here I have the Barbanel. I'm going to read to you from... Gotta be the Barbanel. Don't say Reisman said this, you know. The Barbanel quoting to you. He says in his introduction to Yirmiyah, he says, Ech Shavani, I think. Loi haya Yirmiyah Shalem Ma'id B'seder Advarim V'yifoy Hamalitza K'ma Yishayahu Anavi. Says Yirmiyah was not as learned in the skill of writing. He wasn't as good of a writer as Yishayahu Anavi Gam Nevi'im Acherim. You find many psukim in Yirmiyah. It's missing a word. Sometimes two words. in my pirish, I'll try to explain it as it appears. V'timsev edvar pamim rabbis ma'oid. Milois, now listen to this. Milois b'mokayim hazachar b'loshin nekeva. Nekeva b'loshin zachar. V'rabim b'loshin yachid. V'yachid b'loshin rabim. V'ovar b'mokayim osid. V'osid b'mokayim ovar. He says, many times you'll find grammatically mistakes between male and female, plural and singular, a future tense and past tense. Now, how can I say this about Yirmiyah? So he says, oh wait, he goes on, Pam le noichach, Pam le nister. V'timse gamke mugdam umuchar, mugdam umugdam, things are out of order. So he says that don't blame me that I'm starting up with Yirmiyah. Because he says, Alzeh be'emes omar. Yirmiyah himself writes in Perek Aleph, in Yirmiyah's introduction, which we lain during the 3 weeks. Hine lo yadati daber kinar anoichi. He says there in the Haftarah, that Hashem, what are you sending me? Lo yadati daber, I don't know how to speak, nar anoichi, I'm very young. Kihine, Yishayo liyaisi mizera hamalucha, nizgad lo vachatzar beis hamelech. Yishayo was related to the king. He grew up in the king's palace. So he had good tutors. So he, you know, you grow up in the king's palace, they teach you homiletics. They know how to talk. Where was he? He was a yeshiva bacher. He was the kainim in a far-flung city. And before he really knew, you know, before he passed his English regent, so, you know, so, he had to talk. So, you know, Hashem doesn't give the Navi word for word, except my Shrebeinu. He gives him the idea. So he spoke in his own tongue, that's what he says. How do you like that? What would Rabbi Miller have said about this, huh?
Ezra was in Eretz
Yisrael,
right?
Yes.
And he was
no, Ezra lived in Bavel.
What?
He lived in Bavel.
He lived, but he came.
At his old age, he came to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, yeah, but he grew up in Bavel. He lived in Bavel almost all his life.
Yeah, but
in his old age.
He's coming to come in Bavel, may not have done it the exact same way. It's like.
No. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. Chasir Shadach Shirazim don't have different Sefer Torah. I mean, the packaging is different, but the guts are the same. There's one letter, and it doesn't change the Sfarad and Ashkenazim. It's only Lubavitch that has their own, and Taimony. They have one letter different, Tzua Daka, a hay instead of an aleph, and it's only because of the stubbornness of small groups that have it. The whole Klai Yisrael has the same Sefer Torah, pretty much throughout. It's true. The Malbim in his introduction to Yirmiyah brings the Avar Benel, and he takes him to task. Yeah. He says, "What's going on?" But it needs an answer. Why is Sefer Yirmiyah off?
Right before the Korban, does it Bahala gives the?
I said when we started Yirmiyah about 10 years ago, I gave the introduction and I said this that it's based on a Yerushalmi, which Tosfos brings in Rosh Hashanah, that. In the Yirmiyah wrote, it's not accurate he wrote in the time of the Churban, but he wrote in the lead up to the Churban. So he wrote in a time of tremendous Bahala in Klal Yisrael, and he tried to catch that Bahala in his language. The fact that people were rushed and stressed and unclear and confused, that confusion of the generation he tried to capture in the language. In the language of the time, La'avdol, someone would write a short story about ghetto life. So he would incorporate the ghetto English in his story, otherwise you don't capture the picture. So La'avdol, Yirmiyah tried to capture that same sense of Bahala of the time in his writing.
I don't understand something. You're talking now about Yirmiyah wrote what?
Book of Yirmiyah. His book. There's a book called Sefer Yirmiyah.
We're talking about Talmud and vowels. We're talking about the Sefer Torah.
We're talking about all of Tanakh.
All of Tanakh. Now, Yirmiyah was not the only one who would have written. I mean,
They all wrote. The flashpoint is Yirmiyah because he has an exceptional number of Kriyat Sivs and of the more he goes through the Cheshbon, how many Kriyat Sivs there are in Yirmiyah, much more than anywhere else. And so Yirmiyah is just a flashpoint, but it really, you're right, it's referring to all of Tanakh. I just brought you, I had to read you something, so I'm reading to you from the Abba Ben El, which he brings here, he quotes, Reish Yud Aleph, Zerbeni Yitzchak Abba Ben El, Bagdomas Yirmiyah. He quotes it here.
But you said when you started that we have the same Torah now as we had then. Yirmiyah wasn't the only one who was writing. There were many Sofrim.
Right, they were all, the Torah was the same. Question is, who put in the Nekudas the way we have it? Who put in the Seif Pasuk the way we have it, the Kriyat Siv? The way it is on the parchment, the Sefer Torah is the same. That's not debatable. Nobody in their right mind would debate that. It's gone through so many centuries, it's the same. The debate is over the Nekudas, which are definitely the same from today till Yirmiyah. But who put it originally? I would have thought Moshe Rabbeinu gave it, and the Bali Masorah passed it on. Then why does the Kuzari say Visamu? The whole tumult is over the word Visamu. In a Rishon who says one word, there can be a tumult that turns over worlds.
I wanted to ask you, where does the Tam Tachton and Elyon come?
Where, I can't hear you.
You know, the
Tam Tachton and Tam Elyon is a separate discussion. The separate laning of Tam Elyon, which we lane the Aseres HaDibros. So in the 1700s, it was one of the great holy battles of a man who turned over Klal Yisrael with his digduk innovations, and I wrote about it in my in the Pathways of the Prophets. There was a tumult over Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton. As a matter of fact, one of the complaints that Rabbi Yoel Bachur makes is that the trop. Why don't we find the trop in the Gemara? The Nekudas also says Lechiach Daiteh B'Nekudas V'Tam Shlo Nischachu Fisvara Said Achasimas HaGemara V'Herol Ezeponim Kiloinim Sebekol Divrei Chazal B'Gemara. He says in the Gemara we don't find the discussion of which Nekudas and which Trop. So must be it came later. So to that he says it's not true, because you find in the Zayar, in the Sifrei Kabbalah of that time, they do Darshan the Nekudas in the Tam. What? He brings it, if you have the Kol Yehuda Pirish?
No.
So the Kol Yehuda brings it at length. They argue about Al-Tikri Zeh Allah Zeh. Somebody says, Al-Tikri Banayach Allah Banayach. So Rabbi Yoel Bachur wants to say, Al-Tikri, hey, decree is wrong, this decree. He says, what are you talking about? The Rashi and the Ran already talk about it. That Al-Tikri is a drash.
So if it's Yirmiyah, what is
the
plural?
Some Yirmiyah and not Shigan HaSekadah. Not Yirmiyah, Ezra. Later than Yirmiyah, as you're going to say, the
Osiris.
I'm not saying one is right and the other is wrong. I'm just telling you for state. Now this tumul is dormant for a long time. About 10 years ago, it came to life again, because Art Scroll put out their chumash, and in their chumash, to make it look more modern, the dots of the Nekudas, they had squares, actually with rounded edges a little, but they had squares. In other words, the Shva was two squares. So the Chirik was a square.
Not circular.
Not circular. So in Williamsburg, the Eidah Haredis put out a Chirim against using big Mishana from the Mesorah. The Mesorah is that a Chirik is a circle. And a Tzeirah is a circle. And the Hasidish Shesvarim Darshan it as circles. It's no joke. They Darshan. You know that a Patach, a Kometz is a Patach and a Chirik. Right? So this became, the Maral writes that the designations that we have for a Chirik and a Patach and a Tzeirah are all arbitrary designations. Moshe Rabbeinu taught Tzeirah, Chirik. And the Maral holds the way most hold, that the Bali Mesorah passed it down. But the Tziyunim, what we have as a imprint, then we look at it, we think Tzeirah or Chirik, says that's arbitrary. The Maral says that's not for Moshe Besina. But Chassidish Sfarim don't agree with that. The names could be different. The question is the picture. What is the picture? The Zayar. The truth is the Lashon HaZayar, Darshins, he brings here the beginning of the Lashon when he's rejecting Rabbi Yoel Bachur. He brings the Lashon HaZayar. It's debatable, this Lashon. Asvan kulu kigufa b'lay nafsha. The Zohar says a letter is like a body without a soul. Kan asya nikidi hagufis kaim b'kiyume. The kudus are like the soul, That calls it nikuda. Nokud is a dot. Nokud is a dot. So they argue that it's a dot. Chassidish Svarim understood it that way. And therefore it says, this desire speaking, Sefer Tikkunim, Tame inu nishmasim, the trop is the neshama of the letter, v'nikud in ruchin, and nakud is the rachayim, v'asva nafshin. So anyway, this is a debate. If it's a dat. If you want, at the time, I was very into it. Nobody's really interested in this. I mean, Oscar just changed it for commercial reasons. They weren't going to fight it. I'm pretty sure they changed it. Oh, they're not doing it again, I can tell you. You know, they're not doing it again. But, what? The script
we have today.
The script?
It wasn't like that.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
You know, the
script, you mean the script letter. Ksavashuris, you mean. Ksavashuris. Alright, Ksavashuris is something Ezra introduced, but the Ritva says the Sefer Torah always had it, just Jews didn't use it. So, alright, that's debatable.
There are different ways of showing it, that's what he means to say.
Okay.
Ksavashuris,
say that. Velish, yeah, they are different. Alright, anyway, this is the, sort of the aside. I hear the great tumult of a one word in the Sefer Kuzari. And today, not too many people learn the Kuzari. It's not an easy book to learn. But they fought over what it means v'samu. You know? So, it's Geshmak.
Was he a Rishon? Was he considered a Rishon?
He's actually earlier, because Rabbi Yehuda Levi was a Rishon.
Early.
He was a Rishon. But he's writing, according to the tradition, that says he's reporting what took place to the Kuzars. That was 300 or 400 years earlier. Time to go on it.
So. He just basically formats it.
So that in the introduction they bring Chalukei Deis as to whether he formatted things he had.
That would have been during the time of the Gaon.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So it makes it quite early. It's worth fighting about.
He was a Machabish.
Even if he was, Rabbi Yehuda Levi is enough of an authority as well.